I stood on the shore of Anna Maria Island, my first visit to this slice of paradise on the Florida coast. The salty breeze caressed my face, carrying with it a sense of tranquility that washed over me like the gentle waves lapping at the pristine sandy beach. It was a scene straight out of a Steinbeck novel, where time seemed to slow down, allowing me to fully absorb the beauty and essence of this place. As I strolled along the beach, my bare feet sinking into the cool sand, I observed the people around me. The locals, true embodiments of the island's spirit, exuded a sense of warmth and authenticity. Their friendly smiles and relaxed demeanor instantly made me feel welcome. They seemed to have a deep connection with the island, a bond forged by the rhythm of the tides and the ebb and flow of the easygoing life here. I encountered fishermen, their weathered faces etched with the stories of the sea. They cast their lines with practiced precision, their eyes scanning the horizon for any signs of a forthcoming catch. Each cast was an act of hope and anticipation, a dance between man and nature. They shared tales of the big ones that got away, their voices carrying a hint of longing and reverence for the mysteries of the ocean. The islanders moved at a relatively leisurely pace, embracing the unhurried rhythm of the island. I watched as they gathered at the Anna Maria City Pier, a historic monument that stretched out into the turquoise waters. Couples strolled hand in hand, families gathered for picnics, and friends laughed and chatted, their conversations blending harmoniously with the rhythmic symphony of crashing waves. It was a tableau of simple pleasures and cherished moments, a reminder that life's greatest joys are often found in the company of loved ones and the beauty of nature by the sea. As I ventured further into the island's heart, I discovered the local haunts that embodied the island's character. Quaint cafes and eateries lined the streets, emanating the tantalizing aromas of freshly brewed coffee and delectable seafood. The islanders savored each bite, their culinary traditions blending with the sea's bountiful offerings. The air was infused with the sounds of clinking glasses, hearty laughter, and the melodies of live music drifting from open doors. I continued to wander the streets of Anna Maria Island, the gentle sea breeze guiding my steps closer to the sea. The sun's warm embrace cast a golden hue upon the charming city, illuminating the quaint storefronts and lively crowds. It was in this vibrant tapestry of humanity that I found myself drawn to a vendor, his cart brimming with an array of colourful fruits and vegetables. His weathered hands expertly arranged the produce, each item a testament to the bountiful harvest of the island. Approaching the vendor, I was captivated by the lines etched upon his face, a map of countless sun-kissed days spent under the open sky. His eyes sparkled with a wisdom born of a life intimately connected to the land. He greeted me with a warm smile, his voice a soothing melody laced with a hint of a slight island accent. His enthusiasm for his wares was palpable, as he extolled the virtues of the freshly picked tomatoes, the succulent sweetness of the mangoes, and the crispness of the island-grown lettuce. As we conversed, his words painted a vivid portrait of the island's agricultural heritage. He spoke of the hard-working farmers who toiled under the island's generous sun, coaxing life from the fertile soil. With every tale, I could feel his pride for the local produce, the labour of love that found its way into the hands of those who sought the taste of Anna Maria Island. His passion for the land was contagious, and I found myself appreciating the connection between the earth and our sustenance in a way I had never experienced before. In that chance meeting with the vendor, I discovered more than just a purveyor of fruits and vegetables. He embodied the spirit of Anna Maria Island, a place where nature's bounty and human perseverance intersected. His stories, woven with the threads of history and reverence for the land, left an indelible mark upon my soul. As I left his cart, laden with the vibrant offerings of the island, I carried with me not only the nourishment for my body, but also a profound appreciation for the interconnectedness of humanity and the land we call home. I wandered further, and soon I stood on the edge of the Anna Maria Island pier, my eyes fixed on the shimmering horizon where the turquoise waters of the Gulf of Mexico embraced the vast expanse of the sky. A gentle breeze, laden with the briny scent of the sea, tousled my hair, carrying with it a symphony of seagull cries and the distant murmur of crashing waves. It was a scene that beckoned me with the promise of discovery and adventure, reminiscent of the tales spun by great writers. Leaving the pier behind, I stepped onto the soft, powdery sand that stretched out before me like a vast canvas. Each grain, tiny and intricate, yielded beneath my feet, imprinting my journey along the beach. The sand, kissed by the sun's radiant warmth, radiated a soothing heat that enveloped me, a sensation both comforting and invigorating. As I ventured further, the sounds of laughter and joyous chatter grew louder, drawing my attention to clusters of people dotting the coastline. Families basked in the sun, their children tirelessly building sandcastles adorned with seashells collected from the shore. Couples strolled hand in hand, their footprints forming a gentle tapestry of love and togetherness. My eyes were drawn to a group of surfers, their boards slicing through the waves with grace and determination. Each wave offered them a fleeting moment of exhilaration, a communion between man and nature, as they rode the ever-changing currents with unwavering focus. Their movements were a dance of skill and intuition, a celebration of the untamed spirit that drew them to the water's edge. As I approached, their eyes met mine with a twinkle of mischief and a deep knowing, as if they had seen and conquered every swell that rolled their way. The lines etched upon their faces, like ancient engravings, told tales of endless summer days and sunsets that painted the sky with hues of gold and orange. They stood there, their boards at the ready, a testament to a timeless passion that defied the passage of years. With an air of camaraderie, they welcomed me into their circle, their voices carrying a melody laced with stories of epic waves and daring feats. They shared tales of a time when the island was their playground, a sanctuary where they chased the perfect wave and reveled in the harmony of man and ocean. Their laughter carried the wisdom of a life well lived, a deep appreciation for the ebb and flow of the tides, and a recognition of the fleeting nature of youth. As the sun began its descent, casting a golden glow upon the water, they turned their attention toward the horizon. A hush fell over the group as they paddled out, their bodies gracefully melding with the rhythm of the sea. They navigated the waves with a grace that comes only from decades of practice, each ride a testament to their unwavering love affair with the ocean. In that moment, I witnessed a glimpse of their timeless spirit, their determination to ride the waves of life until the very end. In that chance meeting with the aging surfers of Anna Maria Island, I was humbled by their resilience and unwavering passion. They embodied the essence of the island, where the salt water flows through the veins of those who call it home. Their stories echoed with the harmony of the waves, a reminder of the beauty and power that lies within the embrace of the sea. And as I stood on the shore, watching them disappear into the distant swells, I carried with me the echoes of their laughter and the wisdom that can only be gained by surrendering oneself to the timeless embrace of the ocean. The sun, now reaching its zenith, cast a brilliant glow upon the ocean, transforming it into a living mosaic of glistening ripples. The water, cool and inviting, embraced the shore with a gentle ebb and flow, as if engaged in a perpetual dance. Seabirds soared above, their wings outstretched, tracing invisible patterns against the azure canvas above. They were the guardians of the shoreline, their keen eyes ever watchful for the treasures that lay hidden beneath the water's surface. I ventured closer to the water's edge, where the waves, like liquid fingertips, playfully caressed my toes before retreating back into the depths. The sensation was electrifying, a tactile connection to the eternal rhythm of the sea. The salty tang filled my senses, blending with the warm embrace of the sun on my skin. In that moment, time seemed to stand still, as if the world had faded away, leaving only the symphony of the sea and the whispers of my own thoughts. As I continued my journey along the shore, the sun began its descent, casting a golden glow that bathed the beach in an ethereal light. Silhouettes of seashells adorned the sand, their delicate forms casting elongated shadows like ancient relics marking the passage of time. The air was infused with a sense of peace and serenity, a hallowed stillness that lingered, as if the beach itself held the secrets of the universe. Then I saw it. It was there. Nestled amidst the pristine sands and the gentle rhythm of the waves like a forgotten relic of a forgotten voyage. It was a sailboat, stranded on the beach from a recent storm. Time had etched its mark upon the vessel, its once vibrant colours faded by the relentless kiss of the sun and the relentless caress of the sea. It stood there, a proud testament to a journey halted, its skeletal frame hinting at the tales of adventure and misfortune that it had borne witness to. As I approached the weathered hull, I could almost hear the whispers of the wind, carrying the echoes of distant lands. The splintered deck, worn by the footsteps of countless sailors, bore the scars of battles fought against the elements. The rusted anchor, a sentinel in its own right, told of dreams anchored to the depths, forever waiting for their chance to set sail again. As I stood before this stranded vessel, I imagined the stories it could tell. It had sailed through storms and calms, its sails billowing in the winds of uncertainty. It had borne witness to sunrises that painted the sky in hues of pink and gold, and sunsets that engulfed the world in a fiery blaze. It had carried the hopes and dreams of those who had guided it, their spirits entwined with the very fabric of its weathered wood. And now, it stood here, a silent testament to the ebb and flow of life. In that moment of discovery, the beached sailboat became more than just a stranded vessel. It became a metaphor for the human spirit, forever seeking adventure, forever battling the tides of fate. It spoke of resilience and longing, of dreams that never quite set sail and journeys that were abruptly interrupted. And as I walked away, leaving the beached sailboat behind, I carried with me a sense of wonder and a renewed appreciation for the fragile dance between man and the untamed sea. As I reluctantly turned away from the beach, I carried only memories. Anna Maria Island had revealed itself to me in all its beauty and wonder, a realm where nature and humanity converged in perfect harmony. I knew that this fleeting moment in time would forever inspire my spirit and fuel my longing for the untamed beauty of the sea.